AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court is expected to rule on restrictions on abortion pills as a lawsuit continues. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
The justices are expected to issue an order today in a fast-moving case from Texas in which abortion opponents are seeking to roll back FDA approval of the drug mifepristone, which won approval in 2000. Conditions on the drug's use have been loosened in recent years, including making it available by mail in states that allow access. The Biden administration and the drug maker want the Supreme Court to reject limits on mifepristone's use imposed by lower courts. I'm Julie Walker.
Later today, 84-year-old Andrew Lester is due in court in Missouri, charged with first-degree assault and armed criminal action. The white man is accused of shooting a black teenager, Ralph Yarl, who went to the wrong house to pick up his younger brothers. Gwen Grant is president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Kansas City.
This was a race and hate motivated crime.
Right.
And we want the federal government, the FBI,
right,
to conduct a hate crime investigation.
Jack Teixeira is due back in court in Boston. He's the Air National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified military documents. There was no apology from Fox News after a settlement was reached with Dominion Voting in the defamation lawsuit in Delaware over Fox's claim Dominion voting machines rigged the 2020 election. John Paulus is Dominion's CEO.
Nothing can ever make up for that. Throughout this process, we have sought accountability and believe the evidence brought to light through this case underscores the consequences of spreading lies.
The Navy sailed its first drone boat through the strategic Strait of Hormuz, a crucial waterway for global energy supplies, where American sailors often face tense encounters with Iranian forces. This is AP News. Televangelist Charles Stanley has died. He was 90.
According to In Touch Ministries, televangelist and former Southern Baptist Convention leader Charles Stanley has died. Stanley died at his home in Atlanta. He was senior pastor at First Baptist Church of Atlanta for 50 years, but his greatest fame came in his role hosting In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley, a Christian teaching program that began airing on the newborn Christian Broadcasting Network in 1978. It broadcast across the nation and world through radio and television. He also wrote more than 40 books. I'm Norman Hall.
J-Hope, a member of the K-pop sensation BTS, entered a South Korean boot camp to start his 18-month compulsory military service, becoming the group's second member to join. There was heated public debate over whether to offer special exemptions of mandatory military service for BTS members in South Korea, but all seven members say they will fulfill their duties. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.